We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted of the morning now. Steve McIntosh, 8:30 on a Monday morning and 36 degrees. Another government shutdown becomes reality if Congress doesn't reach a funding deal by Friday.
Democratic Senator John Tester said on Fox News Sunday he feels there will be an agreement
that deals with detention beds, with barriers, with technology, with the challenges we have on the southern border in a common sense way.
But Democrats say they won't fork over nearly $6 billion for a border barrier. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures said he'd encourage the president to
take somewhere near $2 billion for the wall, sign a bill that would give you that much money as a down payment, and find the rest of the money on your own.
Perhaps through a national emergency declaration. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
One person was treated for potentially serious injuries after a fire at a Best Western hotel near 47th Street South and Interstate 135 Sunday morning in South Wichita. First responders found a person jumping from a burning room. The fire was quickly put out and isolated to that one room. Investigators believe the fire was started intentionally. Authorities say the case will be presented to the district attorney's office for prosecution. Nearly 200 jobs leaving the air capital. Honeywell announced Friday they will be centralizing repair and overhaul operations by the end of the year. City Council member James Clendenin tells KSN News city leaders are not happy with the plans, but they will continue to recruit aerospace partners to Wichita.
We're in a unique position where we have more jobs here than we have people to fill those positions. And so those jobs could easily be absorbed into our current economy.
Company released a statement that says they have provided their employees with extensive notice and are also working to assist in relocation. Authorities in suburban Oklahoma City say a suspected shoplifter has died following a shooting in which an officer and a security guard were injured. The shooting occurred Saturday night at a retail store in Dell City, about 4 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Dell City police say a shoplifting suspect had been taken to a manager's office where he allegedly produced a gun and shot a Dell City police officer and a security guard. The spring-summer severe storm season has arrived. National Weather Service meteorologist Chance Hayes in Wichita talks with KNSS News about the dangers of lightning.
Football games, soccer games, softball games, they don't call them soon enough because lightning can strike 10 up to 15 miles away as the storm is approaching, and you got lightning all over the place and they're still out on the field. We're right across the street from a golf course, and I see golfers still out there playing golf.
More than 200,000 people are struck by lightning in the U.S. each year, with an average of 40 to 50 fatalities. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show kicks off today in New York.
Dog lovers, it's time. It's the 2019 Westminster Dog Show, with thousands expected to watch it at Madison Square Garden and millions more at home. Nearly 3,000 dogs are competing in the show that dates back to 1877. Today's events include breed judging, obedience championships, and other group competitions. It all leads up to the Best in Show competition tomorrow night at 7:30 Eastern Time. You can see the Westminster Dog Show on Fox Sports 1, Nat Geo Wild, and also on the Fox Sports Go app. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A dense fog advisory is in effect across south central Kansas. We may see some slick spots on the road where temperatures are right at freezing, but mainly we have a quick warm-up expected this afternoon with a high 43, and drizzle may stick around through early this afternoon. Light rain or drizzle this evening as well. Our low 28, sunny, breezy, and 48 for the high Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, drizzle and fog, a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, and 36 degrees. KNSS News time now, 8:34. It's time for entertainment news. The Blur here on KNSS, and we had the Grammys last night, I believe, right?
That's right.
Dad Chambers blurring today, by the way.
A night celebrating women and music as a force that heals and unites.
Oh, boy.
That's what they say. At the 61st Annual Grammy Awards, Fox's Michelle Pollino reporting from Los Angeles.
The 61st Annual Grammy Awards on CBS was filled with tributes and female empowerment. Host Alicia Keys opened the show by bringing out a few friends. First Lady Michelle Obama, alongside Lady Gaga, Keys and Jada Pinkett Smith. Obama spoke of music's power to unite.
Music helps us share ourselves, our dignity and sorrows, our hopes and joys. It allows us to hear one another.
Tributes to Dolly Parton, to Aretha, Motown followed. Then Diana Ross gave us a birthday song, but it was the female pop and Americana stars of today who left the biggest impression at the Grammys in Los Angeles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A quick wrap-up of 61st Annual Grammy Awards there. Comedian David Alan Greer is on a new sitcom. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with David Alan Greer. The In Living Color alum is on a new TV comedy called The Cool Kids, co-starring with Vicki Lawrence, Martin Mull, and Leslie Jordan. The humor is set in a retirement home where three friends get their lives disrupted when a fourth enters the picture. Greer plays Hank, and he has some very specific ideas for what he'd like to see his character do.
This is my wish, my Hank wish list. I want him to be involved in a Dancing with the Stars, Shady Meadows ballroom dance competition.
I see it. Greer has the edge on that one, considering he was on Dancing with the Stars in real life.
When I was on it, they would have these companies, they would do their version of, you know, within their company or their corporation, because they would tell me. They would come to the show and they would go like, yeah, they would do their version of Dancing with the Stars. So I want them to do a Shady Meadows, either that or else Shady Meadows Got Talent.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Chapter 4 in a family movie franchise tops the weekend box office. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Fox on film.
I'm Paul Stevens. The Lego Movie 2, the second part, the top ticket seller in movie theaters over the weekend.
Whoa. No woes. Do not give her the satisfaction of woeing this. That's even worse.
The latest LEGO franchise installment debuting with a softer-than-expected $35 million. In second place...
I don't trust women who don't get dudes. Like I don't trust a man with no eyebrows and too many keys.
What Men Want, a loose remake of a 2000 Mel Gibson comedy debuting with $19 million. Coming in at number three, Cold Pursuit, starring Liam Neeson.
What is it with all these nicknames? Speedo, Viking, Eskimo.
It's a gangster thing.
Did you have a nickname?
Wingman.
Cold Pursuit taking in just under $11 million. The Upside finishing fourth with $7.2 million. Glass in fifth place with $6.4 million. And that's Fox on Film.
Well, we have some birthdays today we won't talk about, so we'll start with this one. Grammy Award singer and former Destiny's Child member Kelly Rowland turns 38. Throughout her career, she has sold 30 million records as a solo artist, a further 60 million records with Destiny's Child.
Wow.
Yeah. Several awards and nominations, 4 Grammy Awards, 1 Billboard Music Award. Also born on this day and in the music world. Singer Sheryl Crow, 57 years old today. She has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide, 9 Grammy Awards, but that's out of 32 nominations. She also joined the ranks of singers who has performed a James Bond theme song. She did the title track for the 1997 James Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies. Also born on this day is actress Jennifer Aniston.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I was thinking of moving the couch over here.
Why would you want to do that?
So that there would be a decent place for me to sit.
Rach, there is a decent place.
And your lap, it does not count.
Best known as Rachel on Friends, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
Aniston won an Emmy for the role in 2002 and a Golden Globe. That role in 2003. She's been in some movies since as well.
Sure has.
Yeah. The Horrible Bosses movies and Office Space.
Well, so,
yeah. That's,
I like her. And she's done, I'll tell you what, she does a lot of, I see a lot of her ads in women's magazines. My wife's women's magazines.
Yeah.
She's done a lot of advertising stuff that's earned her a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's Jennifer Aniston, 49 years old today. And finally, Steve, Cupid is getting some help from one of the most popular love movies of all time, love story movies of all time. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers with more.
Baby and Johnny dancing on the big screen just like it was 1987 again.
This is my dance space, that's yours. Let's cha-cha.
Dirty Dancing is back in theaters just for Valentine's.
Nobody puts Baby in a corner.
I've enlisted my fellow Fox News radio reporter Jeff Manasso to help me with the big finish. All right, okay, one, two, three, lift. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News. This is harder than it looks. You can put me down now.
It's radio. Use your imagination, right?
Hey, by the way, I'm sure she had Jeff lift.
Talk about Dolly Power, Dolly Parton, okay?
Right, sure.
I got to tell you, several years ago, she came to town to do a concert. And Shelly and I, we don't go to concerts very often. We took it in down at Century 2.
Yeah.
And that little tiny woman, she puts on one heck of a show. She is
good
an
show.
She's an entertainer unparalleled. Dolly Parton, I was a big fan before, but once I saw her in person, she really works at it. She does a great job.
Yeah.
At her age, they ought to get her and Mick Jagger on the stage at the same time.
Yeah, they should.
You know, do a geezer duet that would be better than anything going on right there. Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to that real quick.
Okay.
Dirty Dancing thing.
Dirty Dancing, yeah.
Yeah. There were showings yesterday. There will also be more nationwide showings on Wednesday.
Okay.
Sadly, no Wichita theaters are participating in this. There are there's a lot in Kansas and Oklahoma, but the closest ones are Topeka and Tulsa, and that's it. I think theaters in Lawrence and Kansas City are showing it as well, but yeah. Topeka and Tulsa, really the closest ones to Wichita, showing it. Unfortunately, none of our theaters picked up on that re-release of
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, that they'll be showing on Wednesday. And that's The Blur today, Steve. The Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Professional, major appliance repairs, all makes and models. You can give Terry or Rachel a call for an appointment at 316-409-1525.
All right, 8:41 time check here on KNSS. Stephen Tidd in the morning. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is coming up, and he's going to talk about a look at office vacancy rates in Wichita. That's Bill Roy on the way. Stephen Tidd in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.